287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There are chemicals released in the brain. Instead of you frowning and scowling and angry, that's releasing stuff too. Well, those chemicals ain't healthy. They give you acid indigestion, give you heartburn, headache. Come on, I mean, it's in as simple as a smile or a laugh. Just by learning to laugh. You know, I was talking to my son the other day. You know, I was thinking about my family, the family I grew up, the house I grew up in. And I was thinking, you know, everybody in my family got jokes. I was thinking about that for a little bit. I said, you know, from my oldest brother, yeah, he got jokes. They real corny, but he got jokes. You know, my sister got jokes. My other brother got jokes. My two older brothers got jokes. I mean, they'll joke on you. And then I like to laugh. And all of us like to laugh. We get together, and my wife will tell you, she's in it too. My daughter will tell you, it's just a barrel of laughs. We don't waste our time on a whole bunch of issues, a whole bunch of drama. You know, it's laughter. It's what's positive, what's going on, how's everything going, you know. And then joking on how we grew up. They still start telling some of the same stories over the past 20 years. But it's laughter. You understand me? It's healthy. Laughter does good like a medicine. See, when you got symptoms, doctors will give you medicine or medication to battle those symptoms. Your body will heal itself, but the medication is to quiet, to offset, to bring into control the symptom. Laughter does good like a medicine. Sometimes when you're facing some real difficulty in that, learn to laugh. Learn to laugh at your old self. Self, you know, I said old self. Learn to laugh at yourself sometime. Everything is not that serious. Stop being general manager of the universe. Trying to be God, trying to determine everything. Learn to laugh. I'm telling you, it'll lighten up your load. And it doesn't make God run from you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says God laughs. But you didn't know that, did you? God laughs. Sometimes he laughs at you. Look at that knucklehead. Somebody think Jesus didn't laugh. Jesus laughed too. He's not sitting up on some throne stiff, ready to throw lightning. This is Abba Father. Abba means daddy. The one that'll sit you on his knee. And say, I'm not sending you money to give you instructions to go to Africa or to sell all you have. I just want you on my knee. Some of y'all need to press on in negotiation so you get to understand Abba Father. His intention toward us are kind intentions. So the presence of God ensures, it's his presence that ensures us continual blessing. Even when man takes it from you. Amen? Next point you want to put down is there are many spin-offs or other blessings that accompany the presence of God on our life. The greatest of those blessings is to be set on course. There are many other spin-offs or blessings that accompany the presence of God on our life. When you see people that are continually being blessed, That is a result of them being set on course. They don't get preoccupied with blessing. They enjoy the blessing. You buy a new home, enjoy the home. But don't be there during church. I just think I'm going to stay home today and enjoy this blessing. I'll come to church. Stay on course. Stay on course. Keep God first. And guess what? Blessings will continue. But if you get off course, that's oftentimes when things stop flowing. Greatest spinoff to the presence of God is to be set on course. Lord, Moses said it this way, if your presence don't go, don't send us. Don't let us go any further if your presence doesn't go with us. Because it's in your presence that all of these things manifest. I tell you something, you lose track of destiny. And I'll explain this to you. You lose track of destiny. You get off course and death starts to knock. When I mean death, I don't just mean the grave, but the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death. Stuff starts acting up. Things start going wrong. There's another law that starts to operate. When you get off track from destiny, that's why even many saints have a lot of trouble. Nothing seems to work. Death knocking on that door. If it ain't one thing, it's another thing, and things look like they're getting worse because they got off course. They're saved. That God love them, but they're under the law of sin and death and not living by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So it's important to stay on the course of destiny. Otherwise, all that pertains, and I'm not just talking about 6 feet under death. I'm talking about when you don't have enough time, when you don't have health, when things start piling up, all of that is from this world and from the spirit of death. It's not the spirit of life. See, Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. As long as we stay on course, the course of destiny, life will continue to flow. Abundant life. I guarantee you, if you stay, and many of you will, you stay on the course of destiny, doors are going to open. Yes, they are. I guarantee you, doors are going to open. Ways are going to be made. Blessings that you didn't even expect or that you didn't even qualify for suddenly coming your way because you are set on your course of destiny. God said, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has entered into your heart what I have prepared for them that love me. Tell somebody, stay on course. And what is the course? His presence. I know as well when his presence, when I know I'm pursuing not his hand, but his presence. Lord, stay with us. He said, if my word abide in you and you abide in my word, these words have I spoken unto me that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation. You know what tribulation, part of the definition of the word tribulation is stress on your spirit. Stress on your spirit, a distressed spirit, not just hard work. You're going to do so much work in a day. And some people work hard. Some people have harder jobs. I'm not talking about that kind of, or somebody's got so much to do they can't finish it all in one day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the stress that comes on your spirit. When we abide in his presence, we are protected. No matter how much we have to do. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You stay at peace. No matter what demand is placed on you, you can handle it because you are in that secret place. You are protected by his presence. Tell somebody, my course is set. The throne is our place. We want to minister from his throne. All right? Now, This last thing you might want to write down in our course toward destiny. Never compromise the presence of God. Anything that enters into your life that compromises the presence of God, drop it like a hot potato. Drop it like it burned your hands. Get away from it. See, Joseph understood this when Potiphar's wife caught him, and no doubt she was a beautiful woman, caught him alone in the house. No doubt had the other slaves to leave the house and caught him. Lie with me. She had been after him for a long time, and finally she arranged it where she caught him there. Joseph dropped it like a hot potato. Left his jacket. You know he was getting out of there. 90 going north. Because he wanted to protect the presence of God. He knew that his destiny lied in the presence of God. And there was a speed bump, you know, and I think it's in Jamaica they call it sleeping police. Or in Haiti they call it sleeping police. Speed bump. There was a speed bump in his way. He rolled over that speed bump like it wasn't even there. Got on out of there. Because why? He had to protect. That was his destiny. And there was something there to destroy it, and he dropped it. He protected presence of God. He did not compromise it. Didn't know what it was going to mean. Of course, she lied, and he went into the next phase. To the prison. Seemed like his road of destiny went down, then the potential to go up, then way down. You see, the presence of God is not just there to use you, but to make you. Your ups and your downs are what make you. If you had all ups, your head would be so big, you would be the only one to fit in this room. You'd be top heavy. You had to roll your head around in a wheelbarrow or something. Knowledge puffs up. You'd be so puffed up. But see, there's only one could handle that. He's never been defeated. That's Jesus. That's why he allows you ups and downs. Some days you feel it, some days he trains you, and his presence is there. We're learning to keep his presence there when we don't feel, when your body don't feel like it. I don't know about you. I've come into services before where my body felt racked. You don't know sometimes the pain, the ache, but coming into that tangible presence. Come on, I said, coming into that tangible presence, I walk out of there without a pain, without an ache, without a thought of it, like I can run through a troop, like I'm ready to take on Goliath. Why? The presence of God. Amen. You've experienced that as well. Sometimes what you experience is permanent. Sometimes you go into that presence and God just says, "Phew, it's over."
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.